90.3. Last week I played an all music episode and I think it was not too shabby. I did that because the week before that I played a Mr. Simon Parks, who has been saying that he said that how the election was rigged, stolen, which it was, of course. But that it was a done deal. They were caught. They found out it was done through Italy, through some satellites. And a lot of people were going to be arrested. And it was traced back to the Vatican. And the kingdom of Satan was falling. And soon, people would be arrested. Joe Biden would be kicked out of the White House. And all these people would be held accountable for all sorts of crimes against humanity. And it would essentially be the dawn of a golden age, which it is, by the way. However, if you listen to that crap, like I did, man, I believed it because I wanted to. I should have known better. It was on the interwebs. It's designed to take your attention. It's designed to suck away your life force. I know it seems like it's meant just for you, but stay away from that YouTube. And yeah, they all getting kicked off of YouTube, but still, that's probably a show too, man. So we're gonna see where we're gonna go this week. But you listening to that space plane, and you gotta look to the stars for the answers, because you ain't gonna find none on the glowing cyber indoctrination box. And most people carry them around with them 24/7. Man, it's a zombie show. You do what you gotta do to make your soul grow. You know, if you're listening to this show.
Oliver. We'll be right back. next song for you. I came to this town, was tired of moving around. I came to get straight, I had to get straight, no time to waste. God knows I had to make haste. Few things are moving, no time for doodling. I used to wonder how, but everything seemed profound of England. I had to get straight, it's straight enough time, no time for chasing around. I'm trying to keep up, I've got to keep up. You wanna know why? Because they're waiting in line. I'm in a hurry, no time to worry. You see, to me, it really matters what comes, it really doesn't fall. I'm chasing it straight.
You want to get straight? Turn off your Bill Gates social engineering box. And psyops a lot more sophisticated than one might think.
As midnight fades into dawn, we begin the journey across the endless space of time, from mind to mind, face to face, faces to faces, oasis to oasis in your mind. Move with time, move with time. The journey begins.
You are now listening to Tony Ezzy on the bass clarinet and Nicola Royer Artuso on the violin.
Ha 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 ha! So, America has a new president.
No.
Despite all the rhetoric of Krakens being released, mass arrests, court cases, chess moves, secret manoeuvres, Trump staying in office, Biden and Harris getting arrested, Biden getting taken out in some ritual-style event, E.T. invasions, some being killed or sent to Guantanamo, and none of it has taken place.
Still waiting!
I personally wish many of those things would have happened. But I warned of exercising caution. But facts matter in this show, and it's not based on hopium, but reality, and sometimes reality bites. The problem is not entirely believing in it, but the waiting around and doing nothing, waiting for it all to happen.
That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing. I was waiting for the stuff. I was waiting for the Pope to get arrested. I was waiting for the government of Italy to shut down because the Vatican rigged the elections. Remember that? Oh, man.
It didn't. Then the question, what will it really change? The last 4 years didn't bring much in the way of real tangible progress. Despite an overspend of $8 trillion. Overspend. But the It's All Happening crew, led by many, but more prolific by Simon Parks, should take away the thought of we the people. All of them. Congratulations to every single one of them named, the lot of you, as you had many convinced with your fake promises, failed date predictions, endless streams of pure drivel. All of you have played the faction role all so well. So what happens next, guys? Please enlighten us as to what's going to happen next, or, as the case may be, not happen next. Will all of you apologise for leading your listeners and followers astray? Will you give back donations based on repeated failed predictions? Will you apologise for creating a data mining database for the benefit of the clowns to use against the dissenters? Well, will you? I would love to see it, but unlike this show, no one holds the other shows to any level of accountability.
I didn't until now.
Why is that? Perhaps the fact is that now there is only one lead group of the alt media who is not connected in any way to the establishment, agencies, factions, Masons, political party, and their controlling mechanisms.
Hey, it's me.
Funny that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, some scathing words from, what's his name? Thomas Williams. William Thomas. Thomas Williams. Truth, Honor, Integrity Show.
Thank you. Back in the time that I did this, cuz I didn't even know what the fuck it was. Man, I was wondering things like to play a show. Why would I want to fit it into such a ridiculous mode? Back then, all the things I didn't know. But look at me now, kid. I'm staying real mellow, I'm a true storyteller. People see me, say there goes one on me. Bella, at least, you know, but my gaze me, judgment. In a way, in keeping with the truth, I might be keeping tabs on you. So watch your damn mouth and the shit that you do. Like you don't know
what you do. Still looking at the YouTube.
It's not on you. This guy
trying
to tell us what to do and how to live.
What the fuck you do?
He's got something fast.
Look at people trying to tell you what to do and how to live.
That's the way. Maybe even burning off and deteriorating part of their ear. I fear that that disease be a symbol of you, meaning that you don't hear any other information that is coming through. It's not, motherfucker, you think you're doing good. You're just hooked.
Many years ago on this planet, following more destruction and wars, it was said humanity was offered a choice of a reset type of scenario. They would lose their memories, pains, diseases and harsh lifestyles and would start again anew, like a blank slate or a tabula rasa. Now, tabula rasa is the theory that individuals are born without built-in mental content, and therefore all knowledge comes from experience or perception. It is the blank slate. Essentially, what had gone before is now erased, and they or the person goes forward with no memories of people, experience or events prior. The magic eraser, in other words. But those who use tabula rasa were not just erasing memories or experience, they erased their soul development as well. Essentially, they were back to the child level stage plus the level they came in with. Many thought Kim, the trustee, would return, and some still believe in her, and she will do. But she announced what she would do in her first two shows. She said the phrase tabula rasa. It was significant for those with wisdom and overview aspects. By taking the tabula rasa, she confined herself to the city of light and its all wondrous possibilities of no pain, trauma, and everyone have a good time consuming whatever makes them feel good. It's all a placebo placed in the mind whilst others play with your emotions. And during one reset, humanity was placed in what is called sleeping pods, told that one day they would wake up and all will be anew again. But perhaps a new was really a new. Now, some woke quicker than others. Some avoided it altogether and fled. Some stayed in longer than they should. But does anyone stop and think on why they are called the sleepers or unawakened? Seeded into the alt media as a method of differentiating the two groups, but also could be used as a divide and conquer tool. Does anyone think these wordings of sleeper and unawakened is a piss take on humanity? This is how the top level people think and act. They take great amusement in playing out dark magician games with humanity, whilst to all intents and purposes, our creator God sits back and does nothing for his creation or to stop it. If that statement is not true, please provide the evidence otherwise. False wiping of memories, events, pain, fear, traumas will not make the issue go away, it only prolongs it. Those states are our learning tools. They are for our soul development, the pathway to wisdom, knowledge and enlightenment. Erasing them or playing tabula rasa in 3D or sleeping pods does not make them go away, but makes you relive them over and over again, until you step out of the sleeping pod, walk away from the city of light, and face the actual consequences of life upon this plane of existence. So back to the OBE experience. Is it a coincidence that many walk to the light, not considering the potentiality that the light may be a trick? Many have spoken of the light being a trick in these experiences. And for an earth-based analogy, look at the Illuminati, the illuminated ones as they are called, worshipping Lucifer, whom they call the light bearer. But their light is false, is it not? Immersed in satanic practice, dark magic, various sexual deviances, death and harvesting. And those people think they are the light. And no, I'm not joking, they really do. But it's all an illusion. They, like many others on this planet, love the illusion game. Why? Because they won't face reality. All too content to believe their fame and wealth elevates them into demigod status, when in truth they have been duped by the dance of the dark in a light-based environment. So people are entrained to go to the light. After all, it's the majority rule. And many others did it before. But the many others have no memories left. Now, why is that? Some will ask, are you asking us to go into the dark, Thomas? I'm not asking you to do anything except ponder. People will ask, why head for the dark when you can go into the light? And it's a fair question. But have you defined what is the light? Have you ascertained that is the light, or just another dark magician trick?
Thank you.
One of the most seediest places in America, riddled with greed, debauchery, thieves, negative off-worlders and all-round harvesting centre masquerading as entertainment, is Las Vegas. What is the most common theme for Las Vegas? A city of lights. Echoed by New York, Los Angeles, and also Paris. You think it is a coincidence those cities are known for dark practices whilst exhibiting so much light. But the clue is, all those lights are not natural, are they? It is the false illumination tactic again. Once you see a pattern, it always repeats, remember. So, back to going towards the dark. But why is it dark? Because no light shines within it is why. Like the void, it is dark, but it's the real blank slate, not the 3D tabula rasa version. But the great question is, why is it dark and no one goes there? Because people are entrained to fear the dark, and the darkness is why. Yet we learn our greatest lessons from the dark. So why fear it? The key is not to fear it, but to observe it and make better choices if you are on a light path. With a blank slate, you have the ability to create the real light within the darkness. You are the light in the dark. When you all shine your beacons, the dark or darkness then becomes the light. Transmutation. Some people at this time will say, oh my God, and I never thought of that, or that never occurred to me, that concept. A new dawning of thinking patterns now emerges. A dawning, or the dawn. Dawn, a period of darkness before the light emerges. And like the 100 series that covers the City of Light people immersed in the AI world of fakery, they asked, where are all the good guys? The answer, there is none. Why was there no good guys? Because we didn't create enough of them. Why is there no light in the dark doorway? Because we have not created enough light, guys, to illuminate it. This has been the Truth, Honor, and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams.
Thank you very much, Thomas!
That was very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
talking about it, thinking he's better than everybody else. 31, 21.
Blowing.
When he goes in the bedroom and pops a pill. Oh, Black Beauty, you like that, don't you? You gotta keep it mellow, gotta take the edge off, too. Get some of that Percocet in you. And then go look down on people who drink. Tell everybody
listen
what
to
a
it
clean
effortlessly,
beauty.
Easily.
That's the
let
party
your ear
man
do the work for you.
Don't waste time worrying about time. You're bitter mental tirade.
Stupid computer.
I'm patient about one day. About 2 days. Oh, I knew on Jupiter there are beings made of densified frequencies of light. Atmospheric based beings channel large amounts of celestial energy. Being creations of life, direct manifestation of any technology. Energy resonance frequencies that can be harvested by the dark moons showering down on anxiety. That's why don't get bogged down by time. Don't waste your time worrying about time. It's not my time. It's your time. What invented to cloud my mind? And I don't like it. It ain't no brain of mine. Got me stressed out. It's the reason why this world is such a perplexity.
It's a real deck fucking up. Don't worry about nothing.
To a loser didn't help.
Be confident. Enjoyable. Don't second guess. Be aware.
I am aware.
Do you find it happy? I have a job. Extrap up funds. Sweaty back, put on it. Come out, star. Wait, you stand this down. Stop all that. Sit down.
The beginning of time.
Something seems to call him, and it seems to say, don't delay. Come to me, my brother, I will understand. Climb my lonely mountains, cross my burning sands, try the many pleasures 'neath my tropic moon, and the many treasures richer than the blue. Every since the beginning of time, man has yearned to travel to a distant land, far away. Every since the beginning of time, something seems to call him, and it seems to say, don't delay.
Thank you. abides over everything. There is a place where love is king. It's where echoes shine and reflections ring. Yeah.